Welcome to the Landlord Diaries, where we talk about midterm rentals and the opportunities behind them. We'll share landlord stories, talk about maximizing investment potential, and discuss how to live the very best landlord life. This podcast is proudly brought to you by Furnished Finder, the leader and largest online marketplace for midterm rentals. Remember to like and subscribe if you enjoy our content.
Today, we have two very influential guests in the midterm rental space. Jesse Vasquez, creator of the Midterm Rental Summit and founder of Air Venture Hosting Company, and Jeff Hurst, CEO of Furnished Finder, the leading marketplace for midterm rentals with over 200,000 furnished properties nationwide. Guys, thanks so much for being here today. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, I'm doing good too. I'm excited for the conversation that we have today, Callie. I'm super, super pumped. Not only for that, but also for the Midterm Rental Summit that's coming in literally a couple months, depending on when this airs. Woo-hoo! So super pumped.
So excited for the Midterm Rental Summit. That's the focus of our conversation today. But first, let's make sure, guys, I want y'all to give yourself a little introduction here. And let's start with a brief introduction of who you are and what importance you hold in the midterm rental community.
All right, I'll get started because I imagine more people know who Jesse is than they do who I am. My name's Jeff Hurst. I am the new CEO of Furnished Finder. And so I joined Furnished Finder in November of last year. Prior to that, I'd spent over a decade in the OTA space and short-term rentals. I was notably the president of Vrbo. And I had also been the co-lead of marketing for Expedia Group and the COO of Expedia Brands. And I took a year off and met the founders of Furnished Finder and decided that they were onto something that I needed to be a part of. I could not believe this category existed right underneath my nose. I'd never heard of the website. I was not familiar with the use case. And it's growing like a weed. And I'm so thrilled to be a part of it and to play a role in helping it keep growing even faster.
We're very excited to have Jeff. And Jesse, remind everyone who you are.
Jeff, I don't have the accolade you do, man. I feel like I'm behind you right now. I was not a founder of anything or you're the CEO of, I didn't even realize you were at Vrbo, Jeff. I didn't realize you were the president there.
Yeah, I used to be somebody. Now I'm somebody different.
I love that. You're reinventing yourself every year. Well, I think you have a ton of knowledge that you're able to kind of somewhat exploit in a way because of that short-term side now to now the midterm side. So it's super awesome. So my name is Jesse Vasquez. I've been an investor since 2015, invested in medium-term rentals back in the day before they were cool. And here I am today really just trying to talk and educate people on how to create a business that you actually own rather than just listing on like Airbnb, but actually using tools like Furnished Finder to source and to connect with folks and to build a business that will essentially help you, leave a W-2 job or, create an additional income. So that's basically my calling here is to help folks do that.
Awesome. And you do a fantastic job at that. So let's jump into why both of you think the midterm rental strategy is the best real estate strategy right now in our current market.
I feel that the medium-term space, first off, I think there's a lot of opportunity. And since we talked about short-term rentals with Jeff here, being a part of Vrbo and those other groups, I feel like the short-term rental Airbnb space is in the seventh inning. I feel that it's been around for a while since 2007. It's evolved, it's changed. Experiential stays are the new thing. And if you go back and look at this, like maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, Airbnb Lux was around where it had those high-end properties. I don't know if you guys remember Lux when that came around a few years back. So it's kind of been through these different changes. And I feel it's already built its space. It's peaked already. And I feel that the midterm space, if we're looking at context of baseball, I'm talking about innings right now, right? Seventh inning. I feel the midterm rental space, we're literally just getting started. Umpires are chalking the field. We're barely getting out there as players. And I think that's where the opportunity lies for an individual owner to create something substantial over the next 5 to 7 years. Because just like Jeff, moving from one space to another, sees the writing on the walls. And I think the smartest intuitive investors skate to where the puck is going. And that right now is exactly what we're doing.
Thanks, Jesse. And yeah, in my experience, short-term rentals, it's not as though the category is in decline. The platforms are doing great. Airbnb just announced earnings. There's plenty of inventory growth. It's a good model. This is a different model, and I think it's actually got broader reach and outcompetes either the short-term side or the long-term side, depending on what you're trying to solve for. And that's what attracted me so much, was that I think this is kind of the best of both worlds. And so if you take something like average daily rate, it won't be quite as good as short-term rentals, but it'll be a lot better than long-term rentals. And then you think about the investment. One of the challenges with short-term rentals is that they've appreciated so much. It's really expensive to buy a beach house or a lake house, or to outfit a place with the type of amenities that a family expects when they go on vacation. And so you can actually save a lot of your CapEx and potentially enjoy just as much appreciation with a midterm rental strategy as you could have, you know, in short-term rentals 5-10 years ago, as Jesse mentioned. There's a lot less hassle and wear and tear than you have in short-term rentals. I own 3 short-term rentals. One of them's managed, 2 of them are managed, and one of them I do myself. 30-40 turnovers a year. Something is always breaking. I'm going this weekend to one of our properties, and I know I've got to fix a tile. I know I've got to fix a sink. I know I've got to cut branches back. I know I've got to restart the irrigation. Like, it's not kind of as hands-off as you'd like it to be for a way to make money. And then lastly, it's actually a really great, I'd say, risk mitigation strategy. Short-term rentals have a lot of regulatory pressure in many cities, notably New York, Dallas, and in some cases, even states are starting to look at 30, you know, basically drawing a line at less than 30 days is not a legal use of your home. Pretty much everywhere, in my experience, 30 days plus is considered legal. And you've got an opportunity to really do something for communities. You're bringing in nurses, you're bringing in clinicians, you're bringing in professors and helping to provide a family a home when their roof burns down. Like, it's a real benefit to a neighborhood. It's not a drawback from a bachelor party showing up. And I think there's a really awesome moment where you're going to see kind of a convergence towards the middle. And we're helping to be in a place to where Jesse can teach more people the strategies to get there, and Furnished Finder can provide people the tools to succeed there. And so we're thrilled to come talk about it more.
Excellent points. Well, we are here for the Midterm Rental Summit. Woo! Get excited. Jesse, remind us, what led you to start our very first Midterm Rental Summit last year?
Yeah, I actually really was ideal. I hold meetups regularly around the Bay Area, places in California. Sometimes we go outside states and meet up with people. And I realize there's so many people that are looking to get into the space. And for me, it was really an opportunity to get all these like-minded people that are almost at that point in real estate. I feel like it was like, you know, the kind of like the misfits a little bit. The misfits of real estate were coming together. We weren't doing the short term. We were doing the long term. We were kind of hanging out right in the middle. And just over the last year, I've seen it grow so much more. And for me, just to be able to get everybody in one space where we can all learn, educate ourselves about connecting with each other, which I feel is one of the most important pieces of the midterm space. It's not, you know, a lot of short-term rental operators, myself included at one point, was very territorial, where it's like, pick my place only, book me, I have the best photos. But in the midterm or medium-term space, I feel that a lot of investors are really willing to help each other. And you saw that last year, Kelly, at the event, is where my place is booked. Maybe I own one property, and if I have the ability to pass a referral off to somebody else that's in my market, they're allies. Yep. And I believe that that is really an incredible resource to have. And it's something I believe is, you know, what bands us together, what keeps us, you know, kind of connected in ways that we're looking to help each other rather than just be the person that's booked. And there's a lot of opportunities for us to help each other in this space. So for me, this is like, let's come together, let's meet, let's hang out, let's learn. And obviously, that was a success last year. Here we are into 2024. We're rolling even
getting
bigger
this year. Getting excited about it. Woo! And quick reminder, it's coming up Sunday, April 21st through Tuesday, April 23rd. It's going to be packed with great speakers. We're going to get to that in just a minute. But before we do, Jeff, you, we've already said that midterm rentals are just getting started. What's on the horizon for Furnished Finder and our sister company, KeyCheck, in 2024? And why don't you make sure everyone's aware of KeyCheck's story as well?
Will do. And so, you know, it's easy for me to say it'll be the biggest year of change in Furnished Finder history because I've only been here for 5 months. But I really believe it. And I'm really excited about the team we're bringing on and the changes we're going to be making to, I'd say, modernize the platform and make it just easier. You know, there's a lot of things we can do that are tried and true techniques that'll just save our landlord's time and make it easier for tenants to find and match the perfect home. And so you're going to be feeling that over the course of the year, where the site's going to get faster, the look and feel is going to change. There'll be kind of fewer redundant actions and a lot more emphasis on being responsive and just helping people. As Jesse was describing, landlords want to help each other. You know, they also want to help tenants. And what I think is in common with the site experience and these events, and I'm really thrilled to be attending the event, is that there's a moment of hospitality in all of it, where we're just going to all provide a great service and we're going to help create a rising tide. And what I think is really cool about Furnish Finder is we can do that. And I think we're the best value in all of real estate. Like, for $150, you can probably rent your home out midterm for most of the year, maybe all of the year. The ROI is incredible.
Yep.
And so what we want to do is maintain that ROI, bring in more tenants, and make it easier to use the product. With that, we're going to also be investing in KeyCheck, which are a suite of services that, you know, include you can buy a lease template, and then you can have digital signatures associated with that to automate that process. We have a payments platform partner where you can accept ACH and credit cards and actually pass those fees on to the tenant. We have a tenant screening product, and we're going to be investing in that to have more opportunity to be sure you're getting the perfect tenants for your home. And we're going to be talking more at the summit about some products we plan to be launching this year that'll also help automate out, you know, things like the deposits moving back and forth and helping protect against lost rental income. And so the other thing we'll be doing with that suite of products is really bringing it into the Dash experience. So you're not having to work as hard to get into, you know, basically a different workflow, but make it just super easy. And so we're going to be obsessed with saving you time and making you more money. And that's the way we're going to prioritize the changes we make. We've also heard from people that they'd love to be able to talk to our team more. We're going to send a bigger team to the summit this year. We are hiring more customer service representatives than ever before to answer the phone in a timely fashion. And we'll also have some of them there to answer questions real time and help you optimize your experience.
Ooh, I'm getting excited for the Midterm Rental Summit. It's always a great place to be. And Jesse, who do we have in the lineup for speakers this year?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about our lineup. We have Henry Washington. If you guys don't know him, go check him out. He's flipped over 50 homes. He works private money. He does all kinds of really cool things. My buddy Rafa, you guys know, who's arbitraged over 100 units. Obviously, Jeff's going to be speaking there, who has a ton of knowledge. My buddy Noble Crawford, who you met last year, Kelly, real quick. Now he's going to actually get a chance to speak up there, you know, for 45 minutes to an hour. And he's all about government contracts. And I love this position that he's in. We also have Rob Robilt. Some of you may know him. He actually started off with a short-term rental that was accidentally in midterm rental in LA. I don't know if any of you guys knew that, if that's how he started with midterm rentals, even though he's a short-term rental guy now, which is pretty awesome. So he's going to talk about that, especially being in urban cities, having a, you know, unit in the back of a home. And this Soli, who's Lattes and Leases, she's going to be up there speaking. Matt and Amanda McFarland, they are CPAs, which we should be very thoughtful as investors. Sarah Weaver, who you know, who wrote the book 30 Day Stay, will be there. Myself, and I'm super excited because we have somebody named Cody Sanchez, for those of you that are familiar with her. One of the cool things about what I really like about her is she's the headline speaker, but she's all about building your own business. And I think that at the end of the day, we are creating our own businesses. And if you treat it that way, you're able to create something really amazing. And she's going to go in and talk about specifically how us individual owners can create a massive movement. And just like Jeff had mentioned earlier, we're starting this swell. We're kind of starting this movement. And I think it's really, really going to be powerful to hear her speak on things of that nature. So I'm just really pumped about what we have going on and what the lineup's looking like. People are going to be able to come in, learn from A to Z, how to put a property together, what to do, how to design it. We have a designing company that's going to be up speaking as well. And so I'm super pumped. People are going to learn so much in the midterm space.
100%. And as we know, Furnish Finder, for those of you that didn't attend the conference last year, brought an amazing presentation as part of the Midterm Rental Summit as well. We're going to bring more great facts from Jeff, our CEO. What can we expect with Furnish Finder being so clutch in the midterm rental space, Jeff? What can we look forward to at the summit this year from a Furnish Finder presentation?
Yeah, I think for the main stage type of event, what we want to do is provide information that you can only get at the summit. And so think of it as an opportunity to basically have a once a year moment where you're going to learn things about the platform, about where there's growth, about where there's opportunity, and maybe some of the things that are pain points that if you change the way you approach either using our platform or providing content on the platform, you can get better performance. And so expect, maybe too much information as it comes to the stats, but that's what we understand people want. But also expect quite a bit of what I'd say are like tips of where the puck's moving and how to adapt your processes so that you're ahead of what is a growing category. Because we've got over 250,000 homes now, hundreds of thousands of landlords. You know, as more and more join, it does create more competition for everybody to up their game and do better. And that's good for all of us. And we want to be sure everyone knows how to succeed. And to help make sure of that, we're doing two other things. We'll have a bigger presence from the Furnish Finder team than ever before, because we want to hear from you. And we're not, a faceless company. We're going to be there introducing ourselves, and being in a position to get your feedback and improve the product, and also creating space for you to talk to experts who can help address your particular concerns.
100%. Thank you, Jeff. Well, Jesse, it's almost time. April 2024, Midterm Rental Summit. How do we make sure and secure our tickets? How many tickets are left? And keep in mind, this recording will air a couple weeks after this conversation. So where should people go to stay up to date on the Midterm Rental Summit info?
Yes. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We actually have sold over 500 tickets. We have a few hundred left where this event space can hold about 1,000 people, which we expect to sell out because we sold out last year. And we're definitely on track to sell out this year. So you can head over to midtermrentalsummit.com and buy your tickets there. There's also hotel options for folks that buy tickets to stay at the hotel. We're actually going to be staying in Coronado, which is this little island kind of outside of San Diego, not too far out. So I'm super excited because basically all these midterm rental operators are going to be taking over the city of Coronado for that weekend. So it's pretty exciting to have that many people in one space. Again, there's so many advocates, and get your tickets now because, again, the prices do go up as we get closer to the event. So the sooner you're able to capture a ticket, even better, because, again, the prices are going up here probably the next month or so.
Yep. All right. You've heard it on the Landlord Diaries podcast. Grab your ticket to the Midterm Rental Summit, and we hope to see you there. Please put in the comments if you plan to show up so we can expect you and look forward to meeting you. Thanks, everyone, and have a great week. We'll catch you next Monday.